Un desastre.
It's a disaster, this man says. Thousands of volunteers have traveled to the most suffering areas in eastern Spain to help in the aftermath of the nation's deadliest flooding in recent history. They help people like Paporta resident Amber González. And what do you want me to say, she wonders. She cries. No matter how much help we get, it is not enough. We need much more help. Her words resonate with other Spanish people as funeral vans drive through the streets to collect the bodies of victims. Hundreds are known to have died, prompting Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez to mobilize thousands of additional troops to deal with what he called the terrible tragedy that struck hardest here in the eastern region of Valencia. He also acknowledged that much of the aid still wasn't getting through and called for unity and an end to what he called political bickering and blame games. However, critics say his government has a poor record on compensating disaster victims. Many reportedly still await financial help after the longest and most damaging known volcanic eruption on the Spanish island of La Palma in 2021, which killed one person and cost them €843 million, or about $917 million in damages. The Prime Minister now said his government helped to coordinate the largest deployment of armed forces and police personnel ever in Spain during peacetime to deal with the flooding. He stressed that 4,800 rescues took place and more than 30,000 people were helped in their homes, on the roads, and in flooded industrial estates. Yet many more are still awaiting support, with authorities saying many remain missing after this week's torrential rains and related storm system caused devastating flooding. Crews have been working day and night to clean street debris and pump water from basements. Amid the misery, the Archbishop of hard-hit Valencia, Enrico Benavent, has appealed to Christians to maintain faith and hope. With thousands of volunteers showing what he would view as Christian solidarity, residents in this flood-stricken region may soon be able to start rebuilding their lives. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.